Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Good Advice Podcast.
This is Joy Benz.
Why? Well, you're introducing yourself?
I mean, you pointed at me.
I was pointing to be like, I don't know. We kind of
What did you do? Like, introducing.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was my bad.
Okay. All right, redo.
Well, no. We gotta, you know, one of the things that's true about the podcast, you know, we just, whatever we say is what gets put online.
So, right.
Which could be dangerous. Maybe we need to get rid of that. But this is episode number
400. That's what you wanted me to say.
10 years of marriage. There you go. We got it. And you're tuning in to the best resource to learn how to grow and scale your business. We have a special guest on the podcast, the most beautiful guest who's ever come on the show before. She's smart. She's funny. She's a genius. And it's so great to have you join me today. But first, before we dive into this amazing 400th episode, we do have a word for one of the amazing businesses that are sponsoring the podcast. Who are we sponsoring today?
Who's sponsoring us today?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. She doesn't know. We got that in post-production, so it's okay. We'll be right back soon. Don't forget, if you want to learn more about advertising on the show, you can reach out Blake at goodadvicecoaching.com. We also have our Patreon, where you can support the podcast for as little as the price of a cup of coffee at patreon.com/goodadvice. We're going to be talking about the journey of entrepreneurship today, growing and scaling a business, our big 400th official episode. We'll be right back soon. Talk soon. There's one single piece of advice that I give to business owners who are ready to scale their business drastically, and that's knowing exactly what you need to hand off so that you can continue focusing on what you're an expert in. It amazes me when I talk to business owners who are doing their own bookkeeping and tax prep, and worse, that they're going through all this paperwork at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even midnight, slaving away trying to make sense of all of the numbers for their business. Business owners who are making it happen have already figured out that you can't do it all yourself. That's why I recommend Steve Lay with Equity Business Solutions. Not only is he an expert in bookkeeping and tax prep, but what I love about Steve is that he'll sit down with you and help you make sense of the value of your business beyond just reading a spreadsheet. You'll be able to make better decisions, and more importantly, you're going to save yourself the crucial time you would have spent going through QuickBooks or an Excel spreadsheet or whatever it is that keeps us up late at night. So save yourself some time and some money by giving Steve Lay a call at Equity Business Solutions, and he'll show you the value beyond your numbers. Go to equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com to find out more. Okay, so here we are.
Here
episode
we are.
400.
Yeah. Wow, 400 of these.
I know, yeah. I'm just as surprised as you are. Here we are. I'm not sure what to say other than 5 years of good advice, 5 years of podcasting, many highs.
Five and a half.
It's true.
Right.
Many highs, many lows.
Right.
I feel like whenever you come on the show, it's always a good like checkpoint for mm-hmm. how the business is going, how life's going. You haven't been on the podcast. It's been a while.
Hey, I can't remember.
Have we been fighting? Is that?
No, I think it was like instead of a 50, like 350, I think maybe it was the 300th. I can't remember.
I think it was the 300th episode. I think yeah. It got to the point where we weren't, I was just doing so much of these that I didn't really have we just didn't sit down, I think, for 350.
Yeah.
But you're back.
Here I am.
Yep.
So you tell me, I have a few questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mr. Benz. So good advice. Okay. I have a few questions. One, we'll start out with something kind of funny.
Okay.
So
I like how now that this is like your fourth or fifth time, you're like, get out of the way. I got this. I'm going with this.
Yeah. Cause you're asking everyone else the questions. So I thought of a few things. First, just something funny. And second, maybe more story. I want to hear more of a story, but so just the other day, Blake and I were talking. And he was saying how, how the name of your business is Good Advice.
Right.
And how many different ways that can maybe be butchered or not butchered, but like said incorrectly.
See, here's the thing. I feel like it's very cut and dry. And yet I feel like this is the whole premise of the conversation. I feel like Good Advice is such an easy to remember. And this is like, This is everybody, right? Where you start a business, in your mind, it's one way, and then you find out for other people, it's a different way.
Sure.
And the premise of this conversation was I was telling Joy that it's weird how many times people get my business name wrong.
Yeah. And I like how you were nervous, like you didn't know what I was going to say. Well, like, what story she going to
tell? Well, it's funny too, because I was speaking at an event this morning and the business was said incorrectly.
Really? Also.
Yeah. And not in a weird way. Like the website's Good Advice Coaching. And so it was,
only because goodadvice.com was not available.
Yeah, I couldn't get goodadvice.com. And when I tried to get it from the guy who owned it, he got mad and blocked me, basically. Yeah.
And so then I was like, what about like, goodadvicecoaching.com? And it worked.
Yeah, okay.
But with that, some people are like, are only tag you like as a coach, or so yeah. they introduce you as a good advice coach.
I think part of the challenge of this is, you know, your business evolves. We're having two separate conversations here, because one conversation is your business evolves over time. So like the coaching consulting side of it, which some people are very insistent on those two things being different, which I'm a little bit more on that track now of them being different.
Yeah.
However, I still think it's a bit overblown. Like, well, are you a coach or a consultant? I don't think it really matters all that much.
Okay.
But back then, that was the only offer. It was like, yeah, we do consulting. That's it. Now the business has evolved in
so many more things.
Yes, right. And not so many more things in the sense of like there's 50 things now. It's just there's like a done for you aspect with it now, where you have the podcast side of it, you have the SEO side of it, and some of the content writing side of it too. Mm-hmm. Which weren't there at the start of the business, right? So anyway, the separate conversation is people who name me based on some kind of riff of, like this morning it was, hey, this is Blake, he runs Good Advice Coaching, which isn't a big deal. It's the website name. Totally fine. However, I've also had many other versions, like, and this is what I was telling Joy, was, hey, this is Blake, he's the Good Advice Coach. I was like, okay, yeah, you're still close. But I even get random like emails where people like say the business, like, you know, Good Gear Hockey. And I'm like,
that's totally wrong.
I'm not Good Gear Hockey. So I got you way off track there. I don't remember where you're going with it.
I just wanted to know all the different things it's been called.
They'd be like,
this is Blake from the Blake Benz podcast or the Good Advice podcast. Yes. You are Blake from the Good Advice podcast, but like like your business is Good Advice. So I guess it makes sense. There's a lot of different.
Yeah, and to be clear, it doesn't necessarily bother me that much.
So what do you want to be called? If I were to introduce you to
It's just Good Advice.
This is Blake from Good Advice.
Yeah, he runs a business, Good Advice.
A business called Good Advice, or he runs Good Advice?
Either one's fine.
Now it's just semantics.
And now see, people listening who know me in person, who've like seen me at events or whatever.
Great. What did I call
it? Yeah, they're going to overthink this now. It's really not a big deal. I think the greater insight is, there's always this image. It's kind of like when you look in a mirror, how you see yourself versus other people see you. Mm-hmm. And we just have such a precise image in our mind of how we're perceived, how we're talked about, what have you. And it's just not always the same. Now, I will say part of this has got me now on a track of changing the business website.
Right.
Instead of Good Advice Coaching. And it could be Good Advice Consulting, I guess, but it's pretty similar. Don't really reason to change it. I would love to get goodadvice.com.
Yeah, where's that one guy?
Yeah, I mean, nothing against that guy. He just took it very personal when, because I even offered, I said, hey, I'll buy the website from you. And it got weird. He was like, what's your offer? And I said, well, what would be fair to you? And he took that very personal, or it seemed like he did.
Oh.
And was like, I think he wrote like, LOL, I have plenty of offers. And I was like, okay, well, what is it? And you know, I'm just learning the way I do business is so, since I didn't go to business school, I don't have a business background in terms of like formal education. So I just do things that make sense and it has worked pretty well for me. So for me, having a conversation about buying someone's website, I'm like, yeah, so tell me like, what do you, and I think for him, it was like, you know, I've been to like negotiation training, like you never say the price first, like that. That was kind of the vibe I got.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, I really was not trying. And I'm probably painting this person a little too harshly for all I know.
Yeah, I thought he was just a jerk, but
I apologize to this guy who will never listen to this podcast. It was never my intention. But for all I know, I could have been the 10th person in a line of really slimy people he talked to. And I was just the person who got the brunt of it.
Okay.
You know, but all that to say, I'm still holding out hope, you know, of maybe one day.
Maybe I'll talk to him.
Well, yeah, maybe you should. But getting good advice. And honestly, like my passions have really evolved also. Like there's the leadership side of things that I really still love. And
yeah, that's always been.
Yeah, actively do that, which is different team events. But honestly, like the sales and marketing side of things, I've really resonated with too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, do I call it good advice marketing? And then I'm like, no, we're just adding like a different, you know, then I'm kind of like, are we just like changing the last word of the name just for whatever I'm passionate about at any given time? But anyway, so I don't know.
Well, I want to back up. You said something about how we perceive, like we look in the mirror and how we see ourselves versus other people's perception. And there is a really cool, can I do this? People say this, that people in podcasts like refer to something and they're like, I'll put a link in the show notes. Can I say that? Can
yeah,
we do that?
We can put
okay. So there's, because
it's pretty easy. I just put the link.
Well, I'll have to find it because okay. I don't remember if it was like, for Dove, like beauty brand, like I can't remember the company that had this like video campaign thing on YouTube or something. And it was of an art, a man who was an artist, like he could draw. I think he worked for.
Your hair is really nice, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I got a haircut.
She did her hair before we got on the podcast. Sorry. Anyone who's ADHD, I just threw you big time. yeah, see?
So that's like, me.
Okay. So
so this guy, I don't know how you say it, but when when you're able to hear a description of somebody and you can write them, you can draw a picture of them, so a portrait of them so well that you work for like, most wanted or like missings person, you know, like you're like, oh, describe this like for a
sketch artist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he works for that. Okay. Or that was like his background.
Right. Okay.
And so anyway, this cool thing about how for example, in this video, there's this woman and he does not see her, but he is separated from like a sheet or something. And she's describing what she thinks she looks like. Mm-hmm. And he's drawing a picture of her. Then friends of hers or people who know her, like maybe in her same apartment complex. So maybe they're not like biased towards her, like they're her family or friends, but like they're people who know what she looks like because maybe they live near her, whatever.
Yeah. They're
describing what she looks like for the artist to draw, right? Or draw, not right. And so anyway, it's really a cool video because at the end, she gets to see how her the drawing of how she described herself is like more sharp and like these features that like kind of are negative about her, but then the beautiful traits of her come out in how other people perceive her, and so she was hard on herself or something. So like, that just made me think of that
when like nose hairs.
You need to tell that.
So I did a video on social media and this is like the least effort possible. This person commented, and it was a video that was like at my side profile. And you know, here's the deal. As you get older, you start to grow hair in a number of places that you didn't expect. And for me, that's my nose. And now anyone who's listening here,
or you stop growing hair.
I guess so. Yeah, that's like true. Right, actually. Yeah. So now you guys who see me in person, you won't be able to not think about this, but this person commented only all they wrote was no nose hairs. It was a video I put up and they commented nose hairs, click submit.
So bad.
And I just thought
they would never say that in person.
I know you would never say it in person, but this is also like the journey of, you know, content online. I mean, it just is what it is. But in that case, it was I've never really thought about.
So you would
hairs.
Be the person so, describing to the artist, and I have nose hairs. And then like
saying,
no one else would say
I
that about you.
I wouldn't say anything, but my friend would probably be like, oh yeah, nose hairs.
Stop.
And then they do like, you know, a little curly Q coming out or something. That's, you know what? I like that story though, because that's an actual believable story. Some of these stories that are kind of inspirational, you're also like, but did it though? The good example, you've told me this story and then it came up today at this event I was at this morning. The plant story of like speaking.
It is true. I'm linking that in the show notes too.
I'm telling you.
It's true.
The person telling it did this. I had the exact same combo. Or I. It's funny how you guys. I'm gonna just blanket you guys. You guys, I give the slightest amount of just disbelief, and apparently
it's not slight disbelief. You're like, so this is untrue.
I gave the slightest amount of disbelief, Because here's it logically does not make sense. Here's why.
Scientifically, it does.
Give me a break. Show me that study. I think it, and you know how many studies we can find that just make up BS?
That's so true. Okay, plants are made of water, okay, and when we speak negatively, it can affect the biological.
We need to back up.
Oh my
gosh!
It's not like they're like, "Oh, he said something mean about me."
Here's the quote study. The quote study.
Yeah, who was today that talked about it?
Apparently, I was at the table that these were your people. They had I mentioned it as a joke, and like three people were like, "Oh yeah, that's a real thing," and they like were all like peppering in like details about it. And I was like, okay, wow, this is not the right table for me to down this study.
Or you say, oh, wow, maybe this is true. You always not let me leave this.
Hang on. You always flip this into like, I'm resistant. So 10 years of marriage right here, guys. I'm in tears.
Yeah, that was, I really enjoyed laughing.
Here's the study for you guys. Okay, I got to recover.
Link in the show notes.
No, we're not linking this stupid study.
Yes, we are.
No, we're
it's not.
I have to tell what it is first, okay? So here's the study, okay? The study is these, quote, researchers took two plants. We're just going to simplify the study a little bit, and you let me know if I leave a detail out. But just for the sake of the podcast, so we don't have a 30-minute explanation, because I know there's a lot of important details.
Yeah, and I have things to do.
Okay. Excuse me. I also have things to, whatever. Okay, so here's the deal. The study is there were two plants. Okay, two potted plants. And every day to one of the potted plants, they said affirmations to. And to the other plant, they said, what's the opposite of affirmation? Negative.
Yeah.
Negative like, talk.
Sure.
Like, you're such a great plant versus you're a stupid plant. Yeah. Yes. And as the study is told, the plant.
And
that,
documented.
The plant. You stop that. You cut it out. She's looking at me like, okay. As the study is told, supposedly the plant that got affirmations grew more than the plant that got negative talk, which I think that one even like withered.
Yes.
Right? Here's the problem with this story. Plants do not speak English.
Yeah, it can be any language.
You realize how ridiculous this sounds. Plants can speak every language.
Okay, think about this. Okay. Words hold power. Even have you ever done that thing where like the student has their arms up like this?
Yeah.
And you say something negative to them as you're pushing down. You're like, the teacher says, you know, you're no good. You should just quit. You're stupid or something. And they're pushing the arms down of the student. First, they give them positive words and the student's arms stay strong. Then they give them negative words and they go down. But then they even give them negative words with a kind tone, like, oh, you're so stupid. You can do it or you can't do it. You know, so like even if there doesn't matter the language, like it's just like
I don't the words. I just don't. I believe that words have power. I do. I just don't believe this study exists.
So your whole thing is because of the language.
It just doesn't, as a science guy and like I get in the weeds on like the logical explanation of things. And like, I'm just very granular in that way. It's just hard for me. It's hard for me to understand.
That's okay. A lot of people have difficulty accepting truth.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the podcast. Okay. So why did we talk about this? Why did we bring up this story?
We were talking about like what you see in the mirror. Mm. I don't know how you brought up the plant thing. I think you just wanted to talk about it so you could get other people's opinions.
Yeah, it was mentioned at the table and I was like, I can't wait for our episode later.
But my other thing, remember I brought up how differently your business is called. Good advice, good advice, right. Whatever.
Right.
I also wanted to shift gears and talk about your Tuesday groups, your Tuesday morning meetup groups.
You know, what's funny is actually one of the guys at the event this morning, I didn't even mention it, but he came up afterwards and said, hey, I want to know about this growth group.
Let's talk about the growth group.
Okay.
Da-da-da.
What do you want to know?
Sound effects. How long has it been going? Tell us about its inception. Why did you start it? How did it look at the beginning? And how has it shifted? How has it, you know, grown? And how has it impacted people?
You know, it's funny, thinking back, there's a lot of things that have changed tremendously in 5 years of good advice. And it's really probably the first time in 5 years that I have felt financially, optimistic isn't the right word, because there's definitely been times where I've felt very optimistic, like, wow, this is really great. But there's just like a clarity, especially these last few months, there's been like a clarity that's been really nice. But one of the things that's been an extension of that has been this growth group on mm-hmm. Tuesday mornings. So going through your questions, it's been 5 years. So I started this around when I started Good Advice, not quite the same time.
COVID.
I started Good Advice before COVID, actually.
No, but I mean, like, you didn't start the growth group.
I did, actually.
Oh, yeah. You guys met on mm-hmm. Zoom.
Before COVID, we were meeting. We were meeting, and we used to rotate. We'd rotate. We'd go to the old Puritan.
For those of you who are not local to Northwest Arkansas, he's naming different coffee shops.
Yeah. We went to the Puritan up where Burton's Creamery was. So we would rotate Fayetteville, Springdale, Bentonville.
Okay.
And we would do the coffee shop up there at Kennedy Coffee. And then we'd do Red Kite, which back then was Onyx Coffee.
Okay.
And so we would rotate. And, back then, it was every time we met, it was a different topic. We're going to talk about customers. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about employees. And I would just present to the group. And back then, the group was on meetup.com.
Right.
So the group was on meetup.com. I started this group because, like the podcast, I had nothing to do. I didn't have any customers.
Right.
And someone had recommended to me, they said, hey, why don't you, if there's not a tribe out there, why don't you start one? Why don't you get something together on Facebook or Meetup? I had never heard of meetup.com. And I was like,
you hadn't?
I never heard of it. Oh. And so I got on there, I made the group, I had to pay like $18 or something. Right. I remember.
I would just mooch off the website until it was like, yeah, you have to pay. Right. Like, I'm dead.
Well, it got to I made the group and like immediately it filled with like 200 people.
Okay.
Because I was like, wow, people actually use this website. Sorry, meetup.com. They didn't sponsor this episode, obviously. But it immediately had like 200 people on the group. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then we put our first event on the calendar. And we had like around like maybe 15, 20 people show up at the very first one. Long story short, COVID happened. We went online to Zoom. It got to around maybe late 2021 when COVID was kind of petering off. We went back to in-person. And we have been hosting this group now since, I guess, over 5 years now. So on Tuesday mornings.
Talk about some of the growing pains.
Yeah. And I think this is an insight around the value of doing things consistently.
I was just thinking about that. It's going to be a lesson in being like persistent and consistent and the fruit of that.
This event I was at this morning, the guy running it, Steven, he was talking about the event and he said, he said something along the effect of, I've learned that anything I want to build is going to take 3 years to build it. Mm. And
even like some Legos or something.
Yeah. You're really slow at it, I guess.
Wow.
There's a whole culture of adult.
Oh yes.
Lego. I think it's kind of cool,
but I don't think it takes those individuals 3 years.
I bet there's people out there who have like a mega Lego that's like, every week, and it's like, I'm gonna do a little bit more, like an hour more on it. And it's like, I don't know.
So this is the ADHD thing again.
So anyway, I've learned that, I'll say two things. Anything worth doing really does take time, and there are not shortcuts for it. On the same token, I've learned that many people will pay to do it faster and quicker. And 99% of those people will be disappointed with how they spent their money, because some things simply take a deep amount of time and persistence to build. And here's the reason why, is because two things.
It's like an oven versus a microwave.
Yeah, and the product you get out of the microwave is never as good.
Especially leftover lasagna.
Are we eating that later? Or?
No, I'm just saying you get it out and part of it is steaming hot that you burn your tongue.
Yes, that's
and the
right.
other part
it's
is
like
still
cold. In the
cold.
Center. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the exact same concept. I think that sometimes we are, it's not unlike, this comes up a lot like in the leadership space of like, I want a really compelling culture. I want an awesome team. And people don't realize that like, there's no pizza party that creates that. You create that through insistence day after day after day. And in the same way, here's what you can know about the path to success in your business. There's two things. One, I'm not smart enough to know how to pull a lever and exponentially grow my business by tomorrow. I'm not that smart.
Wrong lever. Sorry. I'm just bringing the levity here.
And I don't mean this in a hurtful way. For you all listening, 99% of you are also, just like me, not smart enough to, I'm talking like, when I say smart enough, I'm talking about like a business prodigy, like business genius, like one in a million. I'm not that guy. And most of our listeners are not. So because of that,
if they are, they should be making a podcast.
They probably already have one.
Yeah.
Honestly. And it's pretty massive. Now, I will say as a random aside, a lot of people pretend to be that person and they leave out the fact they've been running the business for 10 years and they're like, oh, I just quit my job and this is amazing.
Yeah. Know? Overnight. Right.
But point being, there is magic in success. The magic to success in business is found in insistence and persistence.
Are you saying, like, consistent?
Insistence. Like, okay. I'm being intentional. Like,
okay.
I'm going to insist on certain routines
okay.
and things that I'm going to do. Like, a perfect example is I just have a way of working with my customers mm-hmm. that is important to me. Getting back to the growth group, I think it's funny when people, I was just at this event this morning, I keep saying this, but Scott, one of my customers, was there
mm-hmm.
and he overheard us talking about the growth group and he jumped in and said, oh yeah, you got to go. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite things to go to every
that's
week.
That's nice.
And I hear this a lot from people where they say, oh, it's one of my favorite things to go to.
I've heard it too.
So
it's sweet.
When I reflect on what has made this event special to a dozen or so business owners every week is, I think a lot of people like the outcome and they don't always like the process because building it to what it is today, and I don't know what it'll be like 5 years from now. I mean, it could be something even bigger. I don't know. Maybe it'll always just stay small. I have no idea. And I'm okay with that too. But a lot of people don't see the grueling, embarrassing, hard commitments that get you there.
Right. Like
the times where I would come home. This was more after COVID. This was the case. Cause yeah. after COVID, the group felt like it kind of,
there's some uncertainty of like some people like, yeah. do I go in person?
Well, and some business owners who were really, active before COVID, I've never seen them again since.
Okay.
I think their business just didn't make it.
Okay.
But anyway, point being there, I told myself, I feel like this is important. I feel like it's important because I wanted something like this when I started my business.
Right.
And it wasn't available. So I'm going to commit to holding this meeting every week, no matter who comes. And then the rubber met the road. And I remember saying that. And I think it was like the next week, nobody came.
Yeah. He would leave. Yeah. I'd be like, bye, babe. See you like in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then like 25 minutes later, I'd see you.
I'd wait a little longer. I'd probably wait like 30, sure. 45 minutes. But yeah, I'd come home
enough
earlier.
To where I was like, you didn't have your meeting.
Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, nobody came. And the only thing worse than when nobody came was when one person came.
Sure.
Because
you're sitting there waiting. You're like, I hope no one comes if no
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Like someone comes in and I'm like, please God, don't be the one person who comes.
And then don't let it be their first time.
And that's the other thing too. It was always, whenever it was someone was the only person, they were also, it was their first time. And so they come and be like, they'd be like, is this the growth group?
Shoot.
I'm sitting at this round table. Yeah, buddy. It's like camp counselor mode. Come on in.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself. You know, but anyway, I think now it's really fun where, I mean, we're pulling up chairs to mm-hmm. seat people at the table.
And snuck in this last time. I was like,
yeah.
Got to
and
see
that
it.
Was even a smaller one. We only had about 10 people there.
But the table was
week.
Full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So point being, this is less of an ad. I don't sell anything at this event, so it's not even an ad.
Well, that's what I think people like it is, because it's not Blake's like meetup, like come here about good advice, come here about what I'm doing. I think why people are coming back week after week is because it's not like a time to pitch. It's just like a time to be real. And what do? You say, like, people get to introduce themselves, but then there's like share a win and a struggle, or a win and a loss or something.
A win and a challenge.
A win and a challenge.
Yeah. Or an insight. Win, a challenge, or an insight.
Mm-hmm. So that just sparks like genuine conversation. And some people get help if they need help. Some people are sharing something and being encouraged or like praised. And then other people are finding insight based on other people's insight. You know, I think there's a lot to gain from that and give. And then so you leave feeling like, huh, I'm filled up. I'm encouraged, or I'm challenged, or I'm maybe like, I'm confused. I need to come back next week, because like now I have a, you know, something I'm really processing or thinking about. And these people, I can process it with them.
I think online people have a very, and this is so not a clever insight. I think we already know this, but I'm discovering more and more how we oversimplify things online. We oversimplify.
The three C's to success.
Yeah. And it's like,
if that's yours, I don't know. I just made that up off the top of my head.
Well, it's that. And it's, oh, just do this thing. We'll just go do this. And like someone's having a genuine problem and they're, well, just sell it. Just do it. And
or just hire someone.
Exactly. And I was telling Joy this story about this business owner who was really struggling. And people, you just need to hire some help. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't even have the cash to hire someone. And he's like, well, you know, you just need to hire someone. And I'm like, okay, we're missing the conversation here. And point being, on social media, we're so keen to just be like, oh, that's just so simple. And we lose the complexity of it. So point being, I think the reason I really like the Tuesday morning group is people can, one, be really vulnerable, which you can't always do on social media, especially because honestly, a lot of times you're an extension of your brand. And so to get on social media and talk about challenges you're facing, I mean, I think communication can get really cross and people don't always understand the context.
Sure. You don't want to necessarily disclose that online.
Well, here's a great example.
I guess.
November and December were amazing months for good advice. January was my lowest month since July, August of last year. And February was the highest ever since, it was 40% higher than November, December. So it was even better than what my previous better was. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to get on social media in January and be like, this is the worst month I've had in 6 months. Now, that is true. Now, I have the added context of understanding that when you run a business, businesses are very much peaks and valleys, and you will have seasons of feast and seasons of famine. And ideally, you are systemizing your business, what you sell, in a way that there's consistency there, you know, where people are buying no matter the season or time. But you doing okay?
Yeah, sorry.
So,
I yawned.
It's okay. I was like, I'm losing you now on this one.
No, I'm listening. But
point being, now my ADDs, what was I just saying?
You were saying there's going to be feasts and famines, seasons of.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're running a business, you sometimes just have a bad month. It just happens.
Yeah.
But if for me to get online and be like, this was my worst month I've had since last summer, someone who doesn't understand the context of business, hey, are you going out of business? Mm. You know, are you, nothing's happening. It's just these months happen.
Yeah.
You know, so point being, getting to come to the group on Tuesday mornings, you get to air out some of those conversations and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
In a way where people can actually walk it through, have a conversation.
Right. Right.
He couldn't do it publicly because it would put him in a really challenging place professionally. So to be able to have that conversation, that's a little bit of what's special about that group, mm-hmm. I think.
So if you're listening and you're not local to Northwest Arkansas, again, just wait for like us to have really bad weather where you put it on Zoom and just like hop on.
I have had people come on via Zoom.
Yeah. Do you He really didn't know I was going to bring this up. So did you, where do you share about the info of your group?
Now we have a Facebook group.
Oh, okay.
It's a / NWA growth group.
Okay.
Is what it is. So we're getting towards the end of our conversation today. Any other brain busters for me?
A riddle?
No.
Oh, I was like, there once was a farmer with 50 dogs and 28 cats.
400 episodes. Thank you for, I know you didn't know what we were getting into, and I didn't either. Otherwise, I would have briefed you appropriately. I had no idea.
Mean like today's podcast, or you're referring to business?
I mean,
I thought you're referring to the business.
Yeah, some hard things that you didn't necessarily sign up for.
Sure.
And I didn't either, mm-hmm. you know, but thank you for mm-hmm. being willing to do it with me, and thanks for trusting me. Mm-hmm. And I know, like I said, I know it's not been an easy 5 years. Sometimes I don't like saying that because it makes it in the grand scheme of things. It's like, did we ever not have food on the table? Did we ever not have a bed to sleep in? Like, right. Sometimes I don't want to I don't know the expression for it, but like over
dramatize
the struggle, you know, because I think that also is a real like social media trend that we fall into.
Okay.
In the sense of like, you know, here's all the things happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we've always had what we needed, but I know it hasn't always been easy though.
Right.
So.
Well, also for your listeners, I want to ask you a question just so they can know more about Blake.
Okay.
What do you, when you're not working, what are like, so Blake has two screens here. And so sometimes he'll have like YouTube videos up when he's kind of like, what are some things that are like hobbies or passions or things that you like to like watch and learn about?
I like cooking.
Okay.
And then through an extension of the podcast, just doing like video stuff on there, I often have a lot of like video production things up.
Mm-hmm.
Often it's like a recipe that's up.
Yeah.
I'm watching that.
What is the latest thing you cooked?
I ruined a chicken. It was like a pan fried chicken breast. But I was doing the pan sauce afterwards and I ruined it. I put too much white wine in it. I made a very white wine-y sauce. So
we had company over and they really liked it. So he's just being hard on himself.
But anyway, so I'll watch something like that. There's also this guy who is like a guilty pleasure, who his name is Zach something. I think it's Zach Choi. But his videos are all called "Would You Eat This?"
And that's the one who the wife's like, "Make me this," and he's like, okay.
"No, I love that guy." That's Andy Cooks.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't know his last name, but Andy Cooks is probably my favorite, currently favorite YouTuber. And he's a chef. Yeah. He's really fun to watch. But this guy, Zach Choi, his is "Would You Eat This?" And it's like the greasiest fried whatever, you know.
But would you eat it?
Some of them I would. Other ones I'm like, okay, too much. You know me. I'm not.
I like watching. Yeah.
I like fried food, but like there's a point where it's like.
Too gross.
Yeah.
Too much. Like, sure. I like watching Blake watch reels that are like of people barbecuing or making meat. And he's just like, why? Don't do it like that. And I'm like, you need to have like. You need to have your own or like a channel where you're just like watching other people make food and like commenting, because it's pretty entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm confident enough to do it online because someone would probably then correct me. But there's definitely like a few things that you just learn to do and not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example of this would be like someone like grilling a steak on like in a pan, and then they like take easy cheese. And they like spray it over the beef and you're just like,
or like crunched up Doritos and pickle juice or something.
Like, what are you doing? Like, pickle juice is okay for chicken if you're brining it. But I'm like, why are you doing this? But
anyway. It's fun.
All right. 5 years of good advice, 400 episodes. We'll bring you back sometime in the near future. Any last good advice for our listeners today?
Try to smile more today when you're just in autopilot.
Okay.
Sometimes you can just be like, oh, I think I was thinking and frowning.
Yeah.
And just smile.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just came into my brain.
It's like, that's a little optimistic nugget.
Mm-hmm.
So Anywho, that is today's episode. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll be back next week for some more good advice. Don't forget, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure you leave us a review. You can subscribe to the podcast, follow the podcast, and continue to get good advice wherever you are. Don't forget also, we have the Patreon for the podcast. You can also get your business advertised on the podcast at blake@goodadvicecoaching.com. And that's all we got. Thanks, Joy.
Yep.
See you guys.
Bye.